today we are going to do visioning. And the visioning is, it's going to be a little different. Just a slightly bit different than what we normally do. Usually we have, you know, set questions after we've talked about, you know, how we can harness our thoughts, how we can, you know, move from one stage to another in our minds, in our heads, in our thoughts, to really accomplishing. And we've always talked about the spiritual aspect, the background of it, why we move from one stage to the other, to be able to truly see ourselves as one, to be able to truly see ourselves as there is no division between what I want, what we want, and what is out there. And I am knowing that we all know that there is only one. There is one God, there is one creator, there is one beingness, there is one life, there is one breath. There is only one. However, we have our uniqueness. We have our own individualities. We have our own personalities. We are our own person. And because of that, this is where there is just a slight bit of division because of our thought process. Everything else is embraced as one. However, our thoughts take us off into different dimensions. And so I'm using a sort of a personal vision strategy that I have. I'm backing up just a little bit. I have gotten into social work. Most of you may know that already. And being a social worker also is all about counseling, helping another person move from one stage of their lives, whether they're going through some depression or they're going through some hardship or whatever, and just try to get them to another stage, a stage of enlightenment. And of course, enlightenment could mean moving from depression to just slightly over that depressive stage. At least they're a little bit more open to receive something that they normally in the depressed stage would not have been open to receive at all. The map of
human consciousness.
There is something, you know, like the map of human consciousness where you move from one stage to the other to the other. And personally for me, each stage, I would say it's a stage of enlightenment. Obviously, there is that very ultimate stage where one becomes so open and so knowing that there is no barrier, there is nothing that would stop them from this oneness, from sharing their love in the highest form, in the brightest form. Of course, that stage most people would know as enlightenment. But we all go through stages of enlightenment as individuals. And I would like to support you in your stages of enlightenment. And I would obviously like support from you, because from the minute I can say, aha, and I can act on that aha, guess what? I've moved from one level to another. And this is what helps our clients, we call them clients in social work, because they can see a little brighter. And, you know, we give them different resources to help them on their path. But at least they've moved from one dark area to maybe a little dimmer area, but yet they can see that they have moved. And that is the key to Peter Senge's visioning plan is something like that, creating a personal vision. However, his vision is about organization and structure. But I happen to kind of pull something out from the organization to just make it very personal in our own little vision and plan. A lot of what is going to be said is from his stuff, so probably wouldn't want it online, but I'm going to see how much I can personalize it to make it ours. All right. The way how this is going to work today, we are going to do the vision. We are going to go through some visioning from Peter Senge's book, the fifth discipline field book. Then we are going to go ahead and write our vision. I have some paper here that I've had for a long time. I've had these for a long time too. These are, you know, really special paper. So if you feel, and the way I'm going to have you write it is as I ask you the questions, if you can focus enough to write it in the form of, you know, just a flow, as opposed to, you know, what do you see now? I see this. What do you see now? Instead of having it very linear, you can write it as a flow. In that way, it pulls out more of your imagination. It pulls out more, more focus from you. So feel free to come use one of these, or you can have one of these as, you know, write all your scrap on this and then use your final vision on one of these. Also, what you laughing, Judy?
You came so prepared.
I came so prepared that I forgot my envelopes, but that's okay. Then we are going to meet right after our visioning, if time permits. If it doesn't, then we'll work that out. But if time permits, before the break at 12, we would just get into pairs and you'll just sort of solidify your visioning with your partner. Your partner is not your therapist. They would be listening to They would be there to support you. They would be there to listen to you. And there are certain words that they're going to tell you that's going to keep you fulfilled. All right? Then we're going to get a break. Then we have Leah again. And Leah is going to take us into visioning one more time. And this is where it becomes very interesting, because when I was planning something like this, I was like, I really want this talk to flow right into the treasure mapping experience. And guess what? This program came up, it just appeared one day online, and it's flowing right into the treasure mapping experience. Then we'll have a nice art gallery, and everything goes quickly, so be prepared that it's going to go quick. We would put up everybody's thing. I have tape that we're going to put everything on the board, if you're up to it. And, you know, within a certain time, just I would invite you to share and share your vision with the study group, which is like our own little organization. But we are here to support, pray, and to keep you lifted in your vision for this year. And so that's how it's going to run. So if it's going to work out, that will be fine. Pray for me. All right, so.
So should we come get paper now?
Oh, that's a good idea, Connie. Very good idea.
Take some and pass it around this way.
And of course, if you feel obligated to get one of the bigger boards that Connie brought, you can start, you know, looking at your magazines. If you ever get up and you want to pull a few magazines, you can do that. So that it will be interesting to see what pictures you've pulled. Did anyone bring any pictures with them today?
Yeah.
You brought some magazine, but anything cut out that you sort of had a vision of? Okay. All right, so if at any time, feel free to pull the magazines, get scissors, everything at the same time. Maybe not right now for the scissors, but just to kind of start looking. Okay, how are we doing?
Oh, yikes.
That was me.
Okay.
Do you want some?
No, I'm going to just go with this and see what happens.
We'll scribble on that.
David, do you want to open the door again for a little while?
Yeah, I could do that. I'm just going to just set this like
there's
75.
A pile of
right
paper.
Okay, thanks.
83 right now.
83? Okay, so as we wait for David, just wanted to just talk about goals, and I just have little pointers, so if there's anything anyone wants to be explained a little bit more, we can do that. But goals or focus provide a structure through which participants can reflect upon and define a personal vision. So if you've come here with goals today, that is awesome, because this is the foundation on which your vision would be founded. There's one other thing I would like to say. This is not hard and fast. This is not really structural, because a vision also, you can have everything well planned, but then you go into meditation and there something else is totally revealed to you. So feel free to go with your gut feeling, go with that feeling that Leah spoke about, that sang about, the feeling of intuition, where does this lead me? And I really feel good about this. So don't feel obligated to, I have goals and this is what it is, and then forget what's happening in meditation, okay? All right, so goals also provide an opportunity for individuals to share elements of their personal visions with each other and as a tool for building relationships and teamwork. And obviously for others to understand where each other is coming from. So for 2013, this would be an awesome thing to not only have personal goals, but have the group, the organization, Sterling Study Group support you in everything you do. All right, so we're going to go in directly to visioning, and I'm going to start with breaths. The first breath should be a nice short one. The second one would be twice as long. The third one would be twice as long. We're going to do four breaths, and then we'll go into the visioning process. Okay. So you can feel comfortable. If you want to take your shoes off, just make sure. Just feel really good about where you are right now. So let's take four deep breaths. The first one, nice and short, and then breathe out. Second one, twice as long. Another one. And the fourth one. So as we breathe, we know and feel the graceful rise and fall of our chest. This is an ideal time to remember that we are all one, that the breath that we have breathed in is the same breath that each of us everywhere is breathing in right now. Everybody shares this breath. It is a unique aspect of us, yet it is the most general, the most participating aspect of us for humankind. We share this oneness of breath. So keep this in mind. Know that nothing can ever be taken away from you from another. Know that it is even more enhancing to have someone support you by telling them, by giving them, by sharing with them your goals and your focus. The breath story is a story about uplifting each other and sharing the same ideals and the same goals. So imagine that you're looking at your life and that you have achieved what you most wanted that is humanly possible. Ignore how possible or impossible this vision seems. Imagine yourself accepting into your life the full manifestation of this result. Imagine that you can transport yourself magically into that vision to make it present day reality. So get that vision, get that manifestation of what you want and see it happening. In a little while, I'm going to ask you to write the experience you have imagined using the present tense as it's happening right now. I'll ask a few questions, and answer according to what you've seen in your vision. So imagine that you're looking at your life and that you have achieved what you most wanted that is humanly possible. What does that look like? And you can write these things down. What does your achievement feel like? How do you feel about it in the present tense? And finally, what words or images would you use to describe it? So at this point, I'm wondering if anyone found themselves censoring their thoughts. Did anyone feel, oh my goodness, this is impossible, I can't do it, or my goodness, where am I going to find the money from to do it? Did anyone find that you were censoring your thoughts at all?
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay, so at this point, we're going to talk a little bit about the thoughts that come up. The thoughts that come up could be good thoughts and could be thoughts, and I'm saying good and bad, but they are all thoughts. Thoughts that that inhibit you from moving forward, and thoughts that are expressive and just, you know, would push you through to the next level. Just know that these thoughts would arise. The thoughts are part of the everyday expression of us, of humankind, yet there are the thoughts that truly limit another. And some of these thoughts would be like, I can't have what I want. It doesn't matter what I want, I'm not going to get it. Or, you know, thoughts like, so what? You know, I've reached to this point in my life, I haven't gotten it, I probably wouldn't get it. So, you know, these are thoughts that truly defeating thoughts, because you've reached a level where you're like, okay, I'm ready to move forward. And this is one reason why we are all here. We want something newer, more expressive, more abundant in our lives, yet we are sort of held back by these thoughts that are keeping us down. So the exercise I would like us to do, and you can kind of maybe put half of your paper, if you used that little, you can use half of your paper and write down all the thoughts that came to you that seem to have limited you in your expansiveness of your thought. So you would write down, you know, I don't have the money, where am I going to find it? Any thought that asks you where, how, why, I want you to write those thoughts down on a separate paper. All right, so I want you to take these thoughts, crumple the thoughts up. Connie started doing that right away. Yes, crumple these thoughts up and just know that these thoughts are the thoughts that are going to keep you back. They are negatively holding you back to where you want to go. Thoughts are boundless. There are no limits to thoughts. But if the boundless thoughts are the ones that are going to always hold you back, then you need to get rid of them. And knowing that it is our choice, and this is where choice comes in. You know, as we live our lives daily, the thoughts come in, and we can't help it sometimes, but it's our choice to say, not now, and choose the thought that would, you know, would sort of propel us forward. So I want you to take those thoughts and release them into the circle. They are gone. The thoughts are powerful, and when we can release the power of the thoughts, then we have more freedom to pull in the ones we want. And so, as we keep going, you can start writing the thoughts that are going to enable you to move forward. We go into a more broader vision now, and this, if you need more paper at this time, we can do that since you have. So we can pass the paper around again. Share it in half this time. Okay. I'll pick these paper up, and I promise you, I'll take them home, and I'll burn them. Because thoughts came from nothing. Right now, they're hanging around. We don't want them hanging around. And when we burn them, they go back into nothing. And we choose bigger, better, higher thoughts. Like, I can do it. This is my life. I choose to live it well. This is my life. This is the direction I want to go. And I have the choice to choose. So, say goodbye to them because you won't be going home with them. All right. So, on our... How are we doing for time, David? Okay. So now that you've successfully removed all barriers between you and the success that you've envisioned, that you've imagined earlier, yes, I would like to tell you, every one of you, that you are now successful people. Mm-hmm. That was holding you back. Okay? And as successful people, we who are in the world are interested in what you have to say. We are interested in what you have to do. And so this is where our support as a group comes in to uplift you and to listen to you and to hear how successful you are. You are not to be taken for granted. Successful people are never taken for granted. And this is your start of success. So I'm going to be asking 10 questions. And we're going to go back into the four breathing exercises. What this does, it sort of... Good morning. Come on in. Hello, Mariama. No problem. I've taken up shop here. This is Mariama, and you came in at a wonderful time because we can breathe you in into our circle, and we've just declared that we are successful people.
Thank you.
Those paper over there, we wrote the thoughts that are limiting us in our lives. Uh-huh. We've imagined where we want it to be, and now we can toss the paper that kept us from being where they are. Some okay. thoughts.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, so we're going into the second set of visioning.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. I was determined to make it here today.
You are successful.
I know, because the whole last week I've been thinking. I say I want to call Gail or Connie and to see if they're going to be having... I haven't been here for such a long time,
sure.
But I've been always in my
it's
mind.
Yeah.
So today I say, well, I didn't put an alarm on anything, but when I wake up, I say Sterling. That's what came to
awesome.
My mind. So thank you for welcoming me. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No problem.
Okay.
So we're going to go into four deep breaths again. The first one, a short one. The second one, twice as long as the first. And we're going to do four of them, and each one would be twice as long as the last one. So let's take a short breath through our noses and out through our mouths. So we've seen that we are able to live in the present after imagining what our lives can look like. At this point, staying in that meditative, that sort of visionary state, I'm going to ask 10 questions. You can write in poetry, you can write in prose, you can write in pictures, whatever comes to you. And although we are in a meditative state, you're not obligated to stay in one space. If you want, you can, you know, very quietly open a magazine and see what pops out at you at that time. Or, you know, you can draw. However you find that it works well for you. So each category would be, one would be home, one would be self-image, one would be health, relationships, work, pursuits, etc. And I'm going to tell you which category it is as we continue. Okay, so we take one more deep breath. So we're dealing with your home. Where and how do you live? Focus more on the how.
What do you want to manifest now, or what you, how you live now? What do you want to manifest now?
So we went into vision and we know what we wanted.
Okay.
And these questions, if you don't have a very focused goal, these questions can help you clarify where you want to be. The next one deals with your self-image. What are your personal qualities? Remember, you're writing as a successful person. Envisioning what you truly want in your life. Having it manifested, and now you're answering these questions. What material things do you now own? What do you desire for your health, for your fitness program, or for anything to do with your body? What is your desire? With relationships, what type of relationships do you have with friends, with family, and with others? Others could mean a significant other, your ideal husband, wife, your ideal mate. What relationships do you have with them? What types of relationships? And what is your ideal profession or vocation? And what impact do your efforts have? What is your ideal profession or vocation?
Thank you.
And what impact do your efforts have? What would you like to create for your life in the arena of individual learning? In travel or other activities? What would you like to create for your life in the arena of individual learning, travel, reading, or other activities? What is your vision for the community or society you live in? And you can include a study group if you want here also. What is your vision for the community or society you live in? What else in any area of your life would you like to create? What else in any area of your life would you like to create? And finally, although this is in the second aspect, after the break, we would be fleshing out what we just did. There is a question that would be very pertinent in the second half, which would be, if I can have it now, would I take it? With that in mind, number 10, which would be a life purpose question, bearing in mind we're still going to flesh out and come to that life purpose answer, would be, imagine that your life has a unique purpose fulfilled through what you do, fulfilled through your interrelationships, and the way you live. What is your calling? Describe what it looks like, what it feels like. Imagine that your life has a unique purpose fulfilled through what you do and the way you live. What is your calling? So in a few minutes we'll take a break, but let me just read over the questions more quickly this time. Where and how do you live? What are your personal qualities? What material things do you own? What do you desire for your health, fitness, and anything to do with your body? What types of relationships do you have with your friends, with your family, and with others? What is your ideal profession or vocation? And what impact do your efforts have? What would you like to create for your life in the area of individual learning, travel, reading, or other activities? What is your vision for the community or society you live in? Is there any other area of your life you would like things to be created in? And finally, imagine that your life has a unique purpose fulfilled through what you do and through your relationships. What is your calling? Describe it. And so we're going to take a 10-minute break. When we come back, we are going to be pairing off. I don't have method of choosing, so I guess you can choose your partner who can support you. We would flesh it out a little bit more and ask very pertinent questions from all the information we just pulled in. Okay, so and of course we'll have our dear Leah standing us off after the break again. Thank you, Leah.
Thank you,
Gail. Yeah, thank you.
Very good. I'm glad I came. You're so pretty.
You too.
How are you?
Good. I gave I love this. Yeah, what is that one?
What is that?
Is the name.